Hello everyone, and welcome back to our channel, your hub for exploring the rich and timeless wisdom of Stoicism. If you're new here, don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell icon for updates on our latest videos. Today, we have a thought-provoking topic that's essential in our journey towards a Stoic way of life, identifying the 9 types of people who, according to Stoic principles, may not deserve your trust and respect. Now, why is this important? As we navigate through life, we meet a myriad of personalities. Some enrich our lives, while others, well, they can challenge our patience and virtue. Stoicism isn't just about personal resilience. It's also about understanding the nature of those around us and learning how to interact with them in a way that maintains our inner peace and integrity. So, whether it's in your personal life, at work, or in social settings, being able to discern these characteristics can profoundly impact how you maintain tranquility and make wise decisions. Let's dive into the qualities of these 9 types of people, guided by the profound insights of Stoic philosophy. Section 1. The Unreliable. First on our list are the unreliable. In the Stoic worldview, virtues like consistency and dependability are paramount. These are the people who make promises with ease but seldom see them through. Their commitments are like shifting sands, unpredictable and unsteady. Now, why is reliability so crucial in Stoicism? It's simple. Unreliable people can cause unnecessary disturbances in our lives. They bring chaos to order, confusion to clarity. Each broken promise or unmet commitment from such individuals can throw us off our path of virtuous living. But how should we, as aspiring Stoics, deal with this? First, recognize and accept their nature. It's not about frustration or anger. It's about understanding that this is who they are. Next, set firm boundaries. It's crucial to protect your space and peace. Don't rely heavily on them, and most importantly, learn to say no when necessary. Lastly, reflect on your inner resilience. Remember, while we can't control others' actions, we can control our reactions. The goal is not to change them, but to fortify ourselves against the chaos their unreliability can bring. 2. The dishonest. The second group we need to be wary of is the dishonest. In Stoicism, truth and integrity are not just virtues, they are the bedrock of a meaningful life. However, the dishonest operate differently. They weave webs of lies, often manipulating facts for personal gain or to evade responsibility. Why is honesty so vital in Stoicism? It's because lies and deceit create a world of illusion. They distort reality, not just for the liar, but for everyone involved. Such distortion hampers our ability to live a life based on reason and virtue, which are core Stoic values. So, how do we handle dishonest individuals? First, it's about recognition. Be vigilant and discerning. If you spot dishonesty, acknowledge it for what it is. Then practice detachment. This doesn't mean you become indifferent, rather, you choose not to let their falsehoods affect your inner peace. Stoicism teaches us to respond, not with anger, but with rational understanding. Also, remember the importance of leading by example. Uphold truth and integrity in your actions. Sometimes the best way to deal with dishonesty is to be a living example of honesty. It's about holding on to your principles even in the face of deception. With this understanding, we can navigate through a world where dishonesty exists without losing our Stoic balance. Next, let's explore the third type, the arrogant. 3. The arrogant. Our third category is the arrogant. In the realm of Stoicism, humility is not just a virtue, it's a necessary component for growth and learning. Arrogance, on the other hand, is its antithesis. The arrogant are those who overestimate their importance or abilities, often at the expense of others. Arrogance is particularly challenging because it can be both overt and subtle. It's not just the loud braggart, it's also the silent judger, the one who thinks they are above others or certain tasks. Stoicism teaches us that every person, every role, has its value. Arrogance blinds one to this wisdom. So how should a Stoic deal with arrogant individuals? The first step is to not let their attitude affect your own humility. Remember, their arrogance is about them, not you. Maintain your course of self-awareness and modesty. In the face of arrogance, your humility becomes even more powerful. It's also important to practice empathy. Often arrogance stems from insecurity or ignorance. Rather than responding with annoyance or judgment, try to understand where they're coming from. This doesn't mean you accept or endorse their behavior, but you approach it with a stoic perspective of understanding human flaws. Arrogance challenges us to hold on to our virtues even more tightly. Up next, we'll look at the fourth type of person that Stoicism advises us to approach with caution, the envious. 4. The envious. The fourth group in our exploration are the envious. In Stoicism, envy is seen as a destructive emotion stemming from the desire for what others have. Envious individuals often harbor resentment towards others' successes, possessions, or qualities, leading to a negative and harmful mindset. Envy is a subtle yet corrosive emotion. It can quietly infiltrate relationships and communities, creating division and unhappiness. Stoicism teaches us that contentment comes from within, not from external possessions or achievements. When we encounter envious behavior, it's a stark reminder of this teaching. Dealing with envious individuals requires a nuanced approach. Firstly, don't let their envy affect your own sense of value or achievement. Your worth isn't diminished by another's inability to appreciate it. Secondly, practice compassion. Often, envy is a sign of inner turmoil or dissatisfaction. Responding with kindness rather than disdain aligns with the Stoic principle of empathy. It's also essential to focus on your journey. Envy often arises from comparison. Remember, in Stoicism, the focus is on personal virtue and progress, not competition. Keep your eyes on your path and let others manage their own. Understanding and responding to envy with a Stoic mindset can lead to greater inner peace. Now, let's move forward to the fifth type of person who challenges the Stoic practice, the impulsive. 5. The impulsive. Next on our list are the impulsive. Stoicism places a high value on self-control and rational decision-making. Impulsive individuals, however, often act on whims and fleeting emotions, bypassing rational thought. Their actions are driven by immediate gratification rather than long-term benefit or virtue. Impulsivity can be disruptive not just to the individual but to those around them. It's like navigating a ship with an unpredictable captain. You never know when a sudden change of course might occur. For Stoics, the challenge is to remain steadfast and rational amidst this unpredictability. So, how do we handle impulsive people in a Stoic manner? Firstly, set clear boundaries. While we should strive for understanding and empathy, it's also important to protect ourselves from the potential chaos of their rash decisions. Establishing and maintaining boundaries is key. Secondly, be a model of rationality. Sometimes the best response to impulsivity is to demonstrate the strength and stability of thoughtful decision-making. Show the benefits of reflection and deliberation through your actions. Remember, a Stoic approach doesn't mean being emotionless or rigid. It's about recognizing the power of emotions while not being controlled by them. When dealing with the impulsive, maintain your composure and rationality. With understanding and self-control, we can effectively interact with impulsive individuals. Let's now turn our attention to the sixth type, the manipulative. 6. The manipulative. The sixth group we explore is the manipulative. Stoicism teaches the importance of authenticity and straightforwardness in our interactions. Manipulative individuals, however, operate differently. They use cunning, deceit, or emotional leverage to influence others for their personal gain, often disregarding the well-being of those they manipulate. Dealing with manipulative people is a significant challenge. Their actions can be subtle, cloaked in charm or feigned concern. Stoicism reminds us of the importance of wisdom and discernment in such situations. We must see beyond appearances and understand the true nature of their actions. How then should a Stoic respond? First, cultivate awareness. Be alert to signs of manipulation, inconsistencies in words and actions, guilt tripping or pressure tactics. Awareness is your first line of defense. Second, practice emotional detachment. Don't allow yourself to be swayed by emotional manipulation. Respond with calm rationality. Additionally, it's crucial to maintain your integrity. Don't stoop to their level. Respond with honesty and straightforwardness. Stoicism doesn't just teach us how to protect ourselves from manipulation, it teaches us to uphold our moral values in the face of it. Navigating manipulation with Stoic principles strengthens our character and resilience. Now, let's delve into the seventh type of person to be cautious of, the pessimist. 7. The pessimist. Our seventh category encompasses the pessimist. Stoicism, while it encourages a realistic view of life, also promotes the importance of a hopeful and proactive attitude. Pessimists, in contrast, often see only the negative aspects of life, potentially spreading a sense of despair and defeatism. Pessimism can be contagious. It's like a dark cloud that dims the brighter aspects of life, and this negativity can affect our own perspective if we're not careful. Stoicism teaches us to confront challenges with a balanced mindset, recognizing both difficulties and opportunities. So how should we, as Stoics, interact with pessimistic individuals? Firstly, practice empathy. Understand that their negativity may stem from their struggles or experiences. However, don't let their perspective become your reality. Maintain your sense of balance and optimism. Secondly, be a beacon of rational optimism. Show through your actions and words that while life has its challenges, it also holds great potential and opportunity. Your positive but realistic outlook can be a subtle yet powerful influence. Remember, in Stoicism, it's not about ignoring the negative, but about not being overwhelmed by it. Recognize the pessimism, but choose a path of balanced, rational optimism. By embracing a Stoic approach, we can navigate through pessimism with wisdom and grace. Next, we will explore the eighth type of person that can challenge our Stoic principles, the indifferent. 8. The indifferent. Our eighth category focuses on the indifferent. Stoicism teaches us the value of being emotionally resilient and not overly reactive. However, this doesn't mean being apathetic or indifferent to the world around us. The indifferent are those who show a lack of concern or interest in anything beyond their immediate comfort or benefit. Indifference can be a subtle yet profound problem. It often manifests as a failure to engage with the world, a lack of empathy, or an unwillingness to contribute to the greater good. In Stoicism, while we focus on what we can control, we are also encouraged to act virtuously and engage with our community. Secondly, encourage, but don't coerce. While you can inspire change, remember that Stoicism teaches us to accept what we cannot control. We can offer opportunities for involvement and show the benefits, but ultimately, the choice to remain indifferent is theirs. In facing indifference with action and commitment, we uphold the true spirit of Stoicism. Let's now explore the ninth and final type of person to approach with caution, the short-sighted. 9. The short-sighted. The final group in our exploration is the short-sighted. Stoicism teaches the importance of foresight and planning for the future, while also living in the present. Short-sighted individuals, however, tend to focus only on immediate pleasures or gains, often neglecting long-term consequences and responsibilities. Encountering short-sightedness can be challenging, especially when its consequences ripple outwards, affecting more than just the individual. In Stoicism, we are reminded to consider the broader impact of our actions and to live with an eye towards the future as well as the present. How do we, as Stoics, engage with those who are short-sighted? First and foremost, practice patience. It can be frustrating to witness a lack of foresight, but remember that understanding and change often take time. Secondly, be an example of thoughtful planning and consideration for the future. Your actions can serve as a powerful model for the benefits of long-term thinking. Finally, engage in constructive dialogue. Sometimes, All it takes is a thoughtful conversation to help someone see the value of looking beyond the immediate horizon, share insights and experiences that highlight the importance of foresight. Remember, in Stoicism, it's not just about enduring the present, but also about preparing wisely for the future. By encouraging foresight, we contribute to a more thoughtful and responsible world. And with that, we conclude our exploration of the 9 types of people who may challenge our Stoic principles. Each presents an opportunity for us to practice and deepen our understanding of Stoicism. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the intricacies of Stoicism and the types of people who challenge our commitment to virtue. As we navigate the complexities of human interactions, let's remember that Stoicism is not just a philosophy. It's a practical guide for living a life of wisdom, courage, and justice. If you found value in this video, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with fellow seekers of wisdom, and subscribe for more content on Stoic philosophy. Your engagement helps us grow and continue spreading the Stoic mindset. Before we part ways, share your thoughts in the comments below. How has Stoicism influenced your life? Have you encountered any of these challenging personalities? Let's engage in a conversation, learning from each other's experiences. Remember, every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Stay Stoic, stay resilient, and until next time, may your path be guided by wisdom and virtue. This is your YouTuber name signing off.